Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to this portion of the Up, Up and Awake show on this Monday morning. Town Talk is what we call it. Our guest this morning, you guys all know who this man is, Jared Perry, Executive Director of our Alamogordo Chamber of Commerce. Jared, good morning. Welcome back to the live mic.
Good morning, Bob Floss. Always so good to see you, my friend.
It's good to have you in here this morning. Talk about being busy. My goodness gracious, going over a list of things coming up with the Alamogordo Public School System, graduation, and everything. And Jared, my first thought is, how can it be graduation time already?
Right? Pushing May. Unbelievable. Prom season, you know, the end of the school year. I live there, so I understand what they're going through this time of year. It's a full speed, full throttle type of situation. So lots going on for sure.
Well, that sounds to me like the Alamogordo Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, right.
Full speed,
yeah, right.
Full
yeah.
Throttle.
Absolutely.
Lots going on. And Jared, we were just recapping a couple of things. You know, you're so busy there at the Alamogordo Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Your staff is busy, although one staff member is on vacation right now.
Yes, she is.
In Japan.
Right.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, right.
but other than that, a lot of great things going on. Adam does a great job with the Alamogordo Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us about his work.
Yeah, Adam Hoppus is he's a new member of the Chamber of Commerce. He's also the owner-operator of Skyview 2U. I think maybe a lot of people out in the community have seen some of his work. He's a drone pilot. And he captures the images of Alamogordo, the surrounding areas, and, you know, puts them in a nice little bunch, nice little piece, and puts it out in all kinds of different mediums. So really, really genuinely excited for him to be a part of the team. He's very motivated, highly intelligent, loves Alamogordo. So he fits right in at the Chamber of Commerce.
Jared Perry, I think it was at one of the main game meetings or another meeting that I was at, and you were the guest speaker. We talked about Alamogordo, the city of Alamogordo. When you pass through Alamogordo, you really don't see what Alamogordo is really about with our relation with Holloman Air Force Base.
Right.
And because of that, there's a project going on now called the F-4 Project.
That's right.
And I fully support this. It's a unique idea. I don't know why it did not happen years ago, you know, and everything else.
Right.
Bring us up to date on that F-4 project.
So do you remember, it was probably established in about 1952, 53, 54, 55, somewhere right there, mid-1950s, when Alamogordo really became a town. You know, it'd be a transition from a railroad community to an air base, right? You know, that's where our bombers were stationed during World War II out there at Holloman. And so we really have been a military community since the 1940s, 1942, 1943, something like that. And so, you know, and you've lived the experience. You understand the dynamics of Alamogordo. But Alamogordo, the people that are from Alamogordo, we absolutely know that we are a military town. We support the men and women at the, you know, out there at Holloman Air Force Base and all of the contractors and all the allies that come with that. So, you know, there's been many times during our chapters in Alamogordo where we really accept and we're really proud. You can go back to, you know, to the bombers, to the stealths, you know, to now the F-16s, the MQs, and of course our 704th out there, those test group guys. We don't want to forget them. So it's really, really, really important that we understand as a community how important it is for us to celebrate who we are and where we come from. And Holloman Air Force Base is the machine that is the mechanism behind developing commerce to our community. So they're very, very important. We love Holloman Air Force Base, and we feel like it's time to take that next step to show them, to actually identify how important they are. And one of those is called, one of the endeavors is called the F4 project. So we have, when I say we, I mean the city of Alamogordo. The city of Alamogordo has a true live F4 supersonic jet, fighter jet, and it's actually stationed out there at the airport. People that were out there this weekend probably were able to see it. And the idea is we put together this really great committee, and we're essentially going to bring it back to life, right? So we're gonna bring it back to what it looked like and what it stood for in 1972, in particular during the Vietnam era. So we were a combat base at that particular time, and those F4s were a huge part of the war effort and a huge part of our history. And so we're going to bring that F4 back to life. It's going to go to the paint shop. It's going to, and then we're going to strategically place it on a pedestal somewhere in the Alamogordo area. We've got a couple different places that we're looking at. We're in the final process of looking at MOUs and easements and things like that. But it's a real deal. And so it's important for everybody to know when they come in. I mean, that's a profound statement. You go up to the Space Hall of Fame and you see the Tornado up there. It's a beautiful plane, right?
You bet it is.
And yeah. And we're proud of our history and our partnership with Germany at the time. And so we're going to do the same thing. In fact, we're not going to just do it once. This first phase is F4, but we have a few other planes that we're working on to secure so we can strategically place those throughout the community of Alamogordo. But if you remember back in the, I'm going to have to go back to how we started this conversation, is back in the 1950s, if you were to pass the Chamber of Commerce, what did you see? You remember what you saw?
Oh, yeah. You had those planes on display out there in the front.
Yeah, you had the planes, had the rockets, right?
Yeah.
You had all the rockets. I think at one time there was a V-2 rocket out in the front, if I remember correctly, which is another huge part of our history. People sometimes forget that. But it's important for us to make sure that we represent our identity in an effective way so we can be proud as a community, which we are. And so the F4 project's a real life thing. We're working with engineers. We're working with the city of Alamogordo, who are huge partners in all of this. And we everybody should feel very blessed that we have these partners that want this project to happen. So the timeline, it takes time to bring to life an F4, but it's going to happen, and it's going to happen probably sooner than later. But we want to do it right. And so there's going to be some fundraising efforts that have actually already started to take place. I would really encourage people to go to our website at www.alamogordo.com. Pretty easy, right? Which, and that's the Chamber of Commerce website. And then under that is our Main Gate United link, because, there's affiliates. And that's how we're going to raise the money. We're a 501c6. And so the money that is raised through this fundraising effort will go towards rehabilitating and bring this F4 to life. So it's a very exciting project. And you're going to, when you come into town, make no mistake, you're going to see it, and you're going to be really proud of what you see.
But it's going to tell our story.
It's going to tell part of our story, for
part
sure.
Part of our story, for sure.
Absolutely.
Now, the fundraising project going on right now, isn't that where we're buying bricks? We can buy a brick?
Yeah, you can buy bricks, and there's different levels of bricks that you can buy. You can even buy corporate-level bricks, at different price ranges. But we do need some help from our community, and I think it's important. One of the questions that comes up is, well, once you establish the F4, who's going to maintain it? Well, the Chamber of Commerce, we are absolutely committed to maintaining it. We do have a plan to maintain it for the next 25, 50 years. That's how important this project is. But we do have to get to that point where we do have some baseline money so we can make sure that we complete the project.
Now, a few years ago, several years ago, there was also another project where you could buy a brick. And that brick is now, if you bought one, it's on display there at the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, that's right. So that was a great endeavor, and I think I think that particular one was to build the flagpole, if I remember correctly. I'm not sure exactly what that. It was before my time, so
it was part of the front remodeling of the Chamber of Commerce. I think, right. The flagpole and everything else there. Yeah,
and that, so it's a great way for us to come together as a community. I think we did it at Kids Kingdom. I think maybe we even did it at Veterans Park. So it's a great way. We have the mechanism of building the bricks ourselves now. We've invested in that. Just a huge shout out to Lance Grace. He's the one that actually purchased the brick building instrument that's going to help us do all of the fundraising. So huge shout out to him and his team.
Jared, you mentioned the 704 test group. A lot going on there recently. We probably felt some of the tests going on here in the Alamogordo area, or at least heard it. Mm-hmm. Bring us up to date. I know there's some funding that we're looking at to improve the test track out there at Holloman Air Force Base. Can you bring us up to date there?
So, yeah, you know, that's funny because it's interesting. That's the word I'm looking for, is interesting, because that is absolutely very suitable for the 704 test group. Amazing, amazing things that happen out there. So I had the opportunity to actually go out there last week, and I got to see one of the tests, and it was for the fixed wing next gen helmet. It was an amazing test. There were several of us that were out there, and to be around those people was truly a blessing. I mean, we are absolutely surrounded by gems. And so, you know, when we talk about the 704th, I think a lot of people talk about the high-speed test track, but there's a lot of other stuff that goes, there's a lot of other missions that go along with that. But the high-speed test track obviously is in the forefront from the public's perspective, and we are certainly the United States Air Force has identified the high-speed test track to be redeveloped, I guess, into a hypersonic test track. So it has been identified as that place, and now we're going through a process to gain congressional inserts, maybe possibly on MILCOM, or maybe just a sponsorship from one of our local legislators, or one of our legislators in New Mexico at the federal level, to fund the rest of it. But it's a big, big project that's going to have major impact on Alamogordo. And so we feel very confident that that's going to happen. And the Chamber of Commerce, you know, people might not know this, but we are the head lobbyists for this region. So we are actively lobbying to make sure that we assure to get those funds and get that hypersonic test track built. It's very, very important to the security of our nation.
Will it be built along the same side as the current test track? What's the plan?
Yeah, so it's going to be they're going through different options at this particular point. But the key that we do know is it's going to be much longer. It's going to be a much longer test track, and so the idea is first of all, is to build a new test track that can handle the capacity of, you know, hypersonic type tests, and then of course go back and redo the old test. So essentially, we'll have two test track out there, and very, very excited about all of that. And of course, you know, with that, as a community, as New Mexicans, as Southern New Mexicans, as Americans, you know, we as Alamogordians, we really have to get prepared for the infrastructure that needs to develop to assure the fidelity of this project. So we're working hard on that, and on the heels of that comes some deep delves into restructuring not just the Chamber of Commerce and how we do business, but even as a community. And we talked a little bit about the RISE project, and we feel like that's the, you know, you can't just build buildings and to build buildings, right? We really have to do a deep delve in what it takes to sustain a community, to build the infrastructure and to speak the same language so we can raise our standards. And that comes through what's called the RISE project. And it's a community-wide project, and it stands for respect, integrity, service, and excellence. Right, so it absolutely aligns with one of the greatest organizations in the world, and you know that's the United States Air Force. And so the reality of where we're at with that is the Alamogordo Chamber of Commerce has codified, Main Gate United has codified, and I'm so proud of the county of Otero. Otero County had it on the agenda. It was sponsored by Commissioner Amy Barella, and that proclamation was codified last week as well. So you can see that the major entities are proclaiming this as a valid movement for us as a community to basically to preach the same language. And when you all do that, when everybody does that, it raises the standard, and we can assure that we are moving forward and doing it the right way. the city of Alamogordo. I believe that it's going to be on their agenda this next time around, and I think there'll be lots more to follow. But if we all continue to, you know, ask the question when initiatives, projects, when they come our way, whatever it is, whether it's an individual business or, you know, it's some type of legislative capacity, you ask the question, okay, so thanks for the idea. That's a great idea. Let's go through our checklist. What are the signs of respect? Can you identify the signs of respect that this particular project initiative has? How about integrity? How about service? And how about excellence? And if you can identify all four of those, then those are the ingredients to move forward very successfully and very, very cohesively. And so then the next thing that will happen is you'll see the entire community start to transition as we raise the bar and raise the level. And instead of just building buildings to build buildings, there, you know, it develops strategic plans is what it does. High altitude strategic plans. So we're very excited about that particular project.
Sounds very good. It seems like, Jared Perry, we're going back to the days when G.B. Oliver was executive director of the Chamber of Commerce. You were superintendent of Alamogordo Public Schools. And during that era, we had a great relationship. You guys had worked that relationship with the city of Alamogordo, Alamogordo Public Schools, the Alamogordo Chamber of Commerce, also the Otero County Commission.
Yep.
You all four entities worked closely together in a bonding effort to move Alamogordo forward. We're back to that, it seems like.
We are absolutely back to that. And the Chamber of Commerce, you mentioned this early, but it is a rocking place. And so at any given time, at any given day, you'll see every one of those entities at the table at the Chamber of Commerce, and not to complain, but to find solutions. And it's a great thing, you know. Just kudos to the acting superintendent, Michael Crabtree. He's certainly taken it upon himself to make sure that he is at the Chamber of Commerce and listening to our businesses. I mean, that's what we are, right? We're there to support our local businesses, and he understands the importance of that. And then having our county commissioners, they've been in that office many right. times, our city commissioners, our mayor, and of course our city manager and assistant manager, everybody is at the table brainstorming and finding solutions to develop strategic plans to push our community forward. And it's an exciting time. I'm having lots of fun with it.
Earlier this year, Colonel Spears, the current wing commander of the 49th out of Holloman, called a meeting at the Alamogordo Chamber of Commerce. And a lot of us that were not in the know of what the meeting was all about were wondering, gosh, what's this going to be? It must be very, very important to our community. Is it something of the Holloman Air Force Base? What's going on? We were at that meeting. We were there live and everything. And you were at that meeting. And we got the announcement of...
Yeah, we are the recipients of the Altus Award. And Colonel Spears put all that together, brought us in, and gave us the great news. And it is a big, big deal. So there were numerous air bases throughout, Air Force bases throughout our country that applied for this. And we won. And basically what it is it is a demonstration of the community partnership that we have with Holloman Air Force Base and how strong that is and how unique it is.
Right.
And so we won that, and that's a big deal. We're in the process now. Of course, you know, everything is not as easy as it seems, but we've got this huge trophy, and it's coming to Alamogordo. It's coming soon. And we're working with command at Holloman Air Force Base to plan that particular event. But it's going to be a big celebration. It's going to be at the Tay Center. We're still working on the date. Can't give you the date right now just because we're, you know, trying to logistically work through that.
You bet.
But we're going to put that together. It's going to be a huge celebration. It could be, you never know. It could be like on a Thursday night or a Monday night or, you know, whatever it may be, because everybody's schedules are so incredibly busy, yeah, especially in command. But that's going to happen, and that's going to happen soon. And that's something that all Alamogordians should be very, very proud of. All of Otero County should be proud of.
Well, what does that mean for us?
Well, it means that we're the best. It means that we're the best. It means that we're special. And I think, personally, what it does is it's an indicator that we can continue to grow. We can continue to set that baseline of being exceptional and continue to raise the bar, right? Because we've got it. We want it, but let's win it again. And so I think, you know, the question is okay, well, what do we need to win it again? And I think a lot of things are part of the next step, and the RISE project, the F4 project, all of these other initiatives that are naturally, innately going to push our whole community forward are part of the whole process. So we're pretty excited about all of that. But yeah, the Altus Award's a big deal.
Yes, very big. We're looking forward to seeing that big trophy come into our town.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and I think one of the other things that I think is really, it's very credible and it's very exciting. But, you know, you talked about when you come into Alamogordo, what do you see? You know, and of course, there's some negativity there. We all know that. And we need to clean up the perimeter, and we need to clean up the interior, and we need to do this, and we need to do that. Well, we recognize that, not just the Chamber of Commerce, but all of us citizens and leaders, we recognize that has to happen. And so there is a strategic plan to beautify our community in a lot of different ways. Now, we work. One of the other entities that I didn't mention a minute ago, people coming to the table to work through solutions, is our Main Street district. We work hand in hand with Nolan Ojeda and his crew, right, and very, very excited about partnering up and working together on some of those endeavors so we can actually bring our downtown area up to the standard that it was once, what it once was. And I think that we're definitely on the track. Those guys are doing an immense lot of hard work to try to, you know, get that whole downtown district to where it needs to be. So one of the pieces of all that is what we've coined the Triple P project, and it's going to be predicated on planting pistachios, pecans, and pomegranates. Right? So another huge area of development and commerce in our community. So it's important to embrace those. But so just imagine, as you're going down White Sands Boulevard, maybe you're going down Indian Wells, maybe you're going down First Street or 10th Street, you know, whatever the case may be, or even individual neighborhoods. And if we were to able to get the trees and create an initiative where people literally would plant those three type of trees, and you wait a few years, think about what White Sands Boulevard looks like now. Or what it'll look like then.
Exactly.
You know, so the whole process of beautifying our city is very important. Now, a lot, you know, of course, you know, some people are going to say, well, what about the water situation? What about the soil situation? Well, we're working with the Corps of Engineers. We're working with the city and the county to understand the situation that we're in with our water. But the reality is that we don't capture our water as effectively as we could when it runs off the Sacramento's. Once it runs off, essentially, it goes down into the basin. So we've got to do a better job of capturing that water and then utilizing that water so before it gets into that brackish, you know, sand type filtration system, you know, we'll be able to capture it before it becomes brackish, essentially. So there's a lot of long term plans that go along with this. But the thing about these three trees is, first of all, they're edible, so you can eat them. And in fact, pomegranates are considered superfoods. I think maybe even pistachios, pecans are, quite honestly. So, you know, so it's a multifaceted approach to beautify our community, as well as to have the ability to develop commerce in our community. Yeah. And so those three trees in particular would really help us a lot, and we're excited about that.
Yeah. I know several years ago, used to pass through Artesia going to the stations in Hobbs, and Artesia did this downtown development and planted the trees. The trees are now mature and everything else.
Yep.
But they did, Jared, a great job.
Sure did.
In making that downtown area spectacular.
And you know, here's the deal. And I love if you don't love Artesia, I mean, you love Artesia for what they stand for as a community, right? But they do it right on a lot of different levels.
Yeah.
And so you're exactly right. And if Artesia can do it, Alamogordo certainly can.
We can.
So we recognize that. I'll tell you another community too is Ruidoso. So Michelle and I, you know, we lived in Ruidoso for about 20 years. And the downtown, that midtown area in particular, 20 years ago, did not look like it does now. Right. But there was some code enforcement that took place. There were some new ordinances that were put in place as far as what the storefronts should look like. And the next thing you know, they've taken it to the whole next level. And the downtown area is beautiful. And it's very attractive to people coming in. So So Alamogordo can do the same thing. We just have to make sure that we're all on the same page, strategically approach it, and then execute it effectively. And that is happening.
The attractiveness of a downtown area means to me people will visit it more often and stay there a lot longer.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's the whole idea, and not just for tourism, but for our people.
You bet.
You know, locals. for our people, for our locals. I was talking to an airman this weekend, and he was just talking to me about, you know, when he has a young family, and what does his young family do? Of course, we've got this awesome zoo. We've got things. We've got resources, but the whole idea about going downtown, you know, and being able to spend an afternoon there having a picnic or, you know, doing a little bit of shopping or, you know, whatever the case may be is really, really important. And so it's also a really great endeavor for our local community. And it's going to beautify our entire city. And so it is absolutely developing. There's some construction that's going to take place. The city's redoing all of the utilities downtown, which is absolutely essential because you can't grow if you don't have effective a tool.
Exactly.
You don't have utilities. So they're working on that. I believe they're going to break ground in late summer. And so that is really, really important. The Main Street folks are developing a tactical plan to make sure that foot traffic can still take place, so businesses can stay open during this construction time. So it's really important as a community, before you get on Amazon or before you go to Las Cruces or El Paso, think twice. Spend a little extra time going, you know, just coming here.
Exactly.
Coming downtown, spending some time to go downtown, get some foot traffic down there, help our local businesses out during this time.
Yeah, a lot of people say that they can't find what they need in Alamogordo because then they go to Las Cruces or El Paso or something. But the fact is, if we shop locally in Alamogordo, we can give those business owners, independent business people, more revenue to go ahead and increase their stock, their inventory, so we can have those items they might go out of town to look for.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, and it's just one of the keys that we really do have to look at as a community is supporting each other. And if we don't support each other locally, then it's difficult. It's difficult for everybody. But if we push everybody up together and we push them up, they push us up, the next thing you know, that huge entire boat rises.
Yeah.
And we just have to be cognizant of that because it is economically, it's a tough time. Make no mistake about that. In most industries, it's hard. We've got supply line issues. We've got workforce issues. But we still have grit and we still have determination in Alamogordo. And now what we have to do is we have to have cohesiveness. And I think that this is the time to have the real conversations about how important it is to shop local.
You bet.
It's so incredibly important, probably more important than any time that I can ever remember. So, and a lot of people are interested. All the businesses are absolutely organizing. We've picked up 56 new business members at the Chamber of Commerce because we are advocating for them.
And that's this year alone so far.
That's just this year alone.
Yeah.
And so we're really working hard at that. And there's a lot of perks being a member of the Chamber of Commerce. First of all, they get the inside information that will enable them to develop strategic plans for the next chapter in their business. That's a big deal. And of course, the networking with Coffee and Connections and Bigger. And you get to hear all of these different perspectives from our community, and that connects them. And when you're connected, you can really be more free, I guess, to reach your objectives with your business. So it takes just a short period of time to get involved in the Chamber of Commerce. It's affordable. The Chamber of Commerce is not designed to make profit. That's not our intention. You know, you know, I'm a retired educator, and you know, but Alamogordo is still my home. So we're really honestly not in it to be rich. That's not our objective. We just need to pay our overhead. We got to pay our operations, and that's it, you know, and prepare for events, things like that, and then push forward our small businesses. That is our objective, and that's our sole objective.
Jared Perry, we're out of time this morning, but I want to touch on one more thing. Last Saturday night, the best of the best.
The best of the best.
Congratulations.
Wasn't that cool?
Yeah.
It was cool. We had over, I think we had 250 people, businesses show up. And it was a beautiful thing. you know, just in the community voted for those businesses, and I feel like it's going to be bigger and better next year. And you know, we've gotten a lot of feedback from that particular event, and people are already starting to think about it for next year. You know, okay, well, because what, here's what it does. Just the bottom line is, you know, I'm an ex-football coach, so it's important to develop competitive spirit. And when you develop competitive spirit inside your team or inside your community, you know, it will raise the standard, and it will push for competition. And when you develop that, I mean, it you can just see the energy, and ultimately, you're going to win. It's a win-win situation. So we can learn a lot from each other. It was a great event. Super proud of all those businesses that won, that were selected by our community. And I feel like it's going to be bigger and better next year. And we're going to keep that tradition alive.
Looking forward to it next year as well.
Absolutely.
Jared Perry, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Always a privilege.
I'll tell you what. You're a busy man. We'll let you get on the road there again. You're not going to take today off then.
No, I got to hit the throttle. It's a full speed day today.
There you go. Thanks, Jared.
Thank you, Bob.
Appreciate it.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.